Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No, see,
and we're on a pod.
No, see, this is great because
on a podcast.
Now we're working together more, and that's
oh,
when
the
my
last year hasn't meant just kidding.
not a goddamn thing.
You've been kind of remote.
We're scolding Devin for not following.
It's your fault,
Lauren.
It's
now I'm gonna know and care more.
You know, my first day ever on this job was in studio with you guys.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that, yeah. And I was like,
I love it. And now you're just like, oh god.
Get me out.
You're annoyed for a different kind of reason.
New jobs. Yeah, so, guys, we're on a pod. It's an audio pod.
Yeah, hey. Hi.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
We got Lauren Skemp in the building.
Devin just learned
her last name, and we've been working together for a year.
It's crazy.
Yes. You're saved in my phone as Lauren Podco.
Do you even know the names of the girls that
Devin,
you
I have Devin Ned.
Enter?
See? Oh, well, that's good.
See?
Nice.
Do
we maybe want to talk about, like, yeah, I'm sure a
lot of our raining gold.
It's raining gold coins on Instagram, on TikTok. But some of our followers might want to know, you know, what it's like to get a new job. Maybe you could.
That's true. So, yeah, so Lauren works, well, now on Ned's pod, but also
with Podco.
Yeah, with Podco, and has been with us kind of since the beginning. Was it weird coming in?
Not kind of since. Or wait,
no,
were you there?
Well, no, I wasn't there at the beginning. I'm an actor first. I came out to LA to be an actor, and I was sitting in my apartment being like, I got no job. But I also kind of made this swear to myself I wasn't going to be that actor that worked in food industry.
Yeah.
So I was a big fan of Wizards growing up. So I saw that the podcast was coming out. So I looked up who was doing it, and it was Podco, and their site just launched. And I was like, they're new. They're going to need some help.
Back.
Cold emailed. I was like, hi, my name is Lord Skemp. I don't even know if I attached my resume. I just like sent it through, and I have this like email tracker, and they opened it like 15 times and never got back to me. And I was
a
month later, literally to the day, a month later, Jackie, who was our old social media manager, reached out to me and was like, hey, we'll do an unpaid internship. We hopped on a call. That's why I started. I hopped into your guys' studio unpaid, like just was there. We did that TikTok.
We did the one that went crazy.
Mega viral. Mm-hmm. Still to this day.
Right.
Podco's number one TikTok.
Right.
Yeah. Nice.
I get a call from... who's Brendan? I don't know. I get a call from him, and all of a sudden, I'm flying to Austin and working for Podco.
Oh,
dude.
Epic.
They're paying you now, right?
No, just kidding. Yes, they are. Yes,
yo,
they are.
That is the most, like, tenacity for you to just...
I was
like,
18
let me get
at
out
the time.
Of
I, like, wrote this email.
And, like,
yeah.
Figure out what I can do. I don't know. Be proactive. I love
not
that.
Not let the fear paralyze
you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Or the rejection or anything.
I will say, from the very beginning, you're so much younger than us, but from the very beginning, I've been so just impressed with you and how you show up. Which is also why you're on our pod now, is like we like believe in you and love and support you, man. Yeah. You're so rad.
You've got like you the ability to get it done, but like this very chill and low key vibe that's nice to just be with, you know?
I just like I am a religious person, and I like love life, and I love this world, and I love this city. Like a lot of people will verbally curse Los Angeles and say it's hard here and it sucks here, and I'm like, no, it doesn't. It's an amazing city that you live in. Like, it's Los Angeles. Like, and because I hear you guys in my ears all the time because I'm listening to your podcast. But, like, what you say about, like, you just love, like, the art. Like, I relate to that so hard. And it's like, just love this life. You only get one.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Better love
and
it.
I, like, learning that, I do love myself. It took me a long time. But I love myself. And I know that I'm good at what I do. And so, just like being able to be 18, but I know I'm able to step up to work in an industry full of adults.
Yeah.
Time out.
Are you a 32-year-old woman
that went
back in time to your 20-year-old self and now she knows all these freaky things? Wow. No, I agree. You've got this like old soul maturity to you that I feel like I feel so much younger than you whenever I'm just because, you do have this like get it done type of thing, and you're so fun. You're so creative. You're so curious.
I love learning. Like, and that's what too, like becoming religious is like, I just had so many questions. I was like, and my roommate's like very, very religious. And I like would sit down and like ask her all these just like questions about the world. And
you became religious later in life?
I was, hey, welcome to the Lawrence Yeah. So I grew up Catholic.
Yeah.
Went to a Catholic school all my life, like K through 12. Because of that, I became atheist. The Catholic system really knocked me down hard. It's a very, not to verbally curse anything, but it's a very, I don't think, correct way to approach believing in something. Mm-hmm. And I have no hate to anybody at all that believes that way. Like, I love you, I love your religion. But I became atheist for a long time. I struggled with eating disorders, like depression, like hardcore, really did not have a good high school experience. Then when I was a senior, I had this friend who was very Catholic still, and he convinced me to go on this Catholic retreat. And I finally then opened myself up to the idea of possibly maybe there is a God out there somewhere. Mm. Then I moved to LA and my roommate's Christian. And she completely turned my life around and I gave my life to Jesus. I absolutely love learning. I read the Bible every day. Like I just love this faith and it's everything about me. And tell that to 18-year-old Lauren. Oh my gosh, she'd be like, "You're actually insane."
But 20-year-old Lauren,
she is a different girl. Me moving out here completely changed my life. Like, I don't really talk to anybody from high school. Like, it's just a whole different world.
Well, what did your family think about? First of all, where exactly?
Arizona.
And so, what did your family feel about like religious people are kind of cautious?
They grew up very Catholic too. Like, my parents are high school sweethearts, met in the same Catholic high school that my grandparents met in because were high school sweethearts, small town Wisconsin, like very old school kind of traditional people. And then because of COVID, they couldn't go to church anymore. And they were like, wait, let's reflect on this. What is church? Like, why? Like, what? And so they too were like, this whole Catholic thing isn't really, you know, connecting the bells anymore. And then I've been slowly introducing them, I think, to just Christianity in general, and I think they've been appreciating that too. So it's been a whole kind of family thing, and kind of COVID really reconnected my family as a whole.
Oh,
you must be so interesting. You must be in that cool, loving kind of Christianity, not the judgmental one, to be working with us fucking degenerates.
Hey,
think for yourself.
That is so.
So I think about this. Yes, just kidding.
But really, okay, so that's what I think is like showing up, this like faith and this thing that emanates from
I'm
you.
So proud.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's something.
That's that
something.
Good. That's that good consistency that I always feel from you.
I was at a little party a couple weeks ago, and I met this guy and I were hitting it off, and like one of the first questions, I was kind of like, "Are you religious?" And then I told my roommate that. She's like, "That's really interesting that that's like one of your first questions." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I guess it is. Like, I didn't even realize, but it's really something that's become important to me."
Yeah. And in a partner. By off topic, you know that green, are those green? Green eyes are the second rarest eye color in the world.
They're kind of yellow. I get called cat eyes a
lot. Oh my gosh, are you a snake? Are you a deep snake in there? No, you're not. They're beautiful. Gray is actually the rarest.
Mm.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah. Yellow is usually associated with jaundice. But
okay. Hasn't gotten it cleared up yet.
I kid. That's great, man.
Thanks so much, Lauren.
Anyways,
it's so cool. No, it's
that's
great.
No, hey, there it is. No,
adored that.
It's so great, man. Like, yeah, I will be here for at least some of your journey in just full support. And I know you won't be at Podco forever. I know none of us will be at Podco forever. Things will shift as
Podco is forever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You signed the contract.
I'm legally obliged to say.
I really love that too, because as I've gotten sober, I've definitely gone in and out of what I believe and what's going on. Like, when I was on drugs, dude, all I was doing was like reading all these spiritual books and then just like spouting out what I learned and this and that. And like, there has to be a God. There has to be. Like, there was always like this desperation for there to be, like, you know. And when I would hear other people lamenting, I'd be like, here's what the God would say. But really had no relationship at all with a God of my understanding and choosing. And, you know, just found out like I don't have the best relationship with God at this point. Sometimes I don't even believe. But then, anyway, I think it's really healthy to go in and out of what you believe.
Yeah.
Just like you change your diet, you change the diet of what you're being fed, see if something resonates. more with you, and as somebody who never, like, I went to Catholic school too, I never thought it would be a question, you know, but it's just like in everything in life, you don't just like get on the God train and then you're there. Like, it's your whole life.
So I can't just eat chicken nuggets every day. I gotta maybe switch up and get some broccoli.
I mean,
are you saying chicken nuggets is your God?
Yes.
Wow. Those dinosaurs.
No, but it's the McDonald's chicken nuggets. It's specific. All right. That's the difference there. Dan, I won't go to war.
You can
over
do
my
whatever you want, man. You don't play by the same rules as everybody else.
Mm-mm.
100%.
Yeah. Look, if you, to me, it's like, if you believe there's a God, I think therefore you believe there's an enemy. And if there's an enemy on this world, you are constantly going against it. The enemy doesn't want us to believe in God. And so recognizing that, I think, is then the first step to kind of being like, okay, what is beyond
that enemy saying? Yeah. Yeah. And at like the most poignant times in my life, like something will happen and I'm like, dude, I know. Like, I know and I feel and like, but it's so hard to keep on that connective tissue of a relationships every day with God, with yourself, and with other people.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm here to answer any questions.
This has actually turned into the Christian corner.
Right? Oh, that's great.
Let's hear from our audience, right. Lauren. What you got for us today?
This question is from Mariah.
Mariah.
Hey, greetings from Germany. But hey. I'm actually Italian.
Hello.
Hi.
My name's Maria and I'm a huge fan. And I was wondering, what are some annoying habits you guys have?
Maria.
I'm perfect, Maria.
From Germany, but Italian. I love that question so much.
That's a good one.
Lindsay, what annoying habits do I have?
Mm. What annoying habits does Dev have? Dev sometimes lacks tact and his tone, it goes from like so quickly, like there's no levels towards it, it's just then we're there and it scares me a decent amount of the time, and that's about it. Great. And Daniel, you sorry, Dev. It's harder to think about for Daniel.
I know. Nothing about Daniel annoys me.
Yeah.
It's so pure.
Nothing annoys me.
I guess maybe when you take such a diplomatic way out of an answer, you know what I'm saying? Or you just give me that lip service that'll please everybody. I'm like,
When he's avoiding...
Put your
being
foot in the mud.
Honest, yeah.
I mean,
when he's
you know.
Dancing around a topic.
When you're dancing.
I beat around that bush.
Daniel's a master beater.
And the thing that annoys me about Lauren is TBD.
Exactly. We don't know yet.
I really thought you were about to say. I was like, what?
What's the thing about me?
What the fuck? Does what annoy you about me is when I yell over text about nothing you were a part of?
Yeah.
I got that text while I was in studio, and Dylan looked at it, and he's like, don't worry about it. I was like, I'm not. Like, I know it's just Lindsay.
Wait,
like,
tell...
I was not worried about it at all.
When
Devin called me, I was like, oh, shit.
It's real.
You know when that Big Daddy called, thank you for speaking on my behalf.
That was
and then
you.
At the end of the day, I thought, oh, no. You know, some of this talk about all of the sex talk on Ned's, it just got in my head a little bit. And what I have returned to is that I stand by and I'm okay with those things, but that external chatter, don't usually let it in, but it was like getting to me, right? So there was a lot of like, oh, you talk about is sex and this and that and other. And so then the social clips for our next episode came out, right? And there was something about just like railing in the ass or something like that. Yeah. I said something associated with sex. So going off of the feelings I was feeling, I projected onto the partners that I was like, we don't have a podcast that can say anything other than sex, then we don't deserve one. And I just was
word for word.
Was like a fucking witch. Yeah. And,
No, but like,
yeah, then I realized where I needed to pivot, that I could just communicate it in a nice way.
Yeah.
But I was so in my head from the day before us being on the phone.
I know.
I like wanted to shoot myself. Like I hadn't been thinking about anything else.
I know that was a weird like confluence of like things had been building up with like her family talking about things had built up with me of like our last, it's not like everything we talk about on the pod is normal and natural for us to talk about it. It's like, I'm not ashamed of any of it, but a lot of our clips had built up of all this kind of like blue, vulgar,
raunchy
sex talk.
Yeah.
And
it just built up. I knew Lindsay was feeling like pressure from her fucking family herself, and was starting to feel it. And then that particular clip that week was just
that broke the
over
back.
The fucking line. And yeah, it was just, yeah. That
but
was
I love how everybody's just like, yeah. you know what I mean?
It's just her again.
Dude, yeah, it's she'll be
all right. Calm down.
She'll be all right.
Your feelings are like something I learned in high school is like your feelings are valid. And
yeah,
like, if feelings are valid, totally. Like,
valid, not rational. Yeah. That's what I like to go with. And I will be better about communicating in the future. You know? Sure. Thanks for holding space for me.
Yeah. I will always.
And lastly, I'll say an annoying habit of my own is I'm addicted to my fucking phone, guys.
Oh, I hate that.
I hate it.
Yeah. It's bad.
I'm addicted.
Try having my job. It's
you're a dick.
Oh, and you have to be on.
To be on TikTok to know the sound. And I'm like, get me off this app.
Oh, man.
You're like, dude, this isn't even enjoyable.
TikTok has hijacked my fucking brain, and that's an annoying habit of mine that I don't know how to kick.
Okay, what's something so annoying about me? Say it.
Oh, Jesus.
Daniel?
She always talks about how she can't get laid, and it's like, come on, man. You're insulting all these less than beautiful women out there.
Daniel.
I think she should cut it out. Yeah.
Daniel.
Hey.
I can't get laid.
There she goes again.
I'm telling you, I get as far as pants off, and that's it.
That's pretty far. Wait, it just stops there?
I'm telling you,
he walks out.
The last three people.
Once the pants are off, no.
I'm serious, dude. No, dude. I actually have a complex. Like, I wish it was like a joke, but like at this point, like I'm talking to Alyssa about like what is wrong with me. Like, for real though, like, what is it? You know what I mean?
That's mind blowing.
It's mind blowing to me. Like,
you.
Everybody's
there's
like, it's so
wrong
easy
with you.
To get out there and get cock.
There's
it's
nothing.
Like,
there's nothing
no,
wrong
it's not.
With you.
But I don't know. So yeah, so I'm just over here like, I know it's annoying, Daniel, but I would just like to get some dick.
Well, if we have any listeners out there who can help us out with this issue we're facing.
Oh,
then.
They've submitted.
Daniel, I'd like to hear more about if you're ever in a drought, but you never are you?
You know, it's...
We got sent these sex toys like on the pod like for something to, like promoting, and Daniel was the first to say they work. Using them on
his lady.
Yeah, his lady.
The moisture's all around. You know?
Oh, God. Geez. Oh, my God. The moisture's all around.
Yeah. So I don't know what it is. I think maybe I just need to shut the fuck up. Hey, in the bedroom.
A good can of shut the fuck up goes
I'm like,
a long
no, but this is this is funny, too.
Oh, my God. Go wild.
Yeah, I don't get it. But you know what? It's not for me to understand anymore. And at least I don't have to travel to Tennessee for an... What?
Whoa. For an appointment with someone, huh?
An appointment with...
I don't know. You guys don't annoy me.
Say it.
Do you know what I mean?
Say it.
You don't annoy me.
No, say it. Because I know there's something like me and that's the tone for you, for me.
Okay. A thing like the tone.
Just like, if you say
it's not an annoying habit. All right, the thing like the tone. In terms of this dynamic, but we worked... I just think you're learning. It came out on that video we were making. All right, it annoys me sometimes when Lindsay doesn't understand that, like, we're on camera, right? Like, I love being honest on this pod to a certain extent. There is still part of me and my life and my truth and my energy that none of you listening out there or watching get. You don't get to have it. There's a part of me that's private. And Lindsay sometimes thinks this is, we are 100% the same in front of the camera as off the camera.
Honest to a fault. That's what I'm telling you.
Exactly.
To my own detriment.
Exactly. But I got, the last time it came up like on that video, I got something clicked for you. I get that you're still learning. Oh, we should reserve some things.
Wait a minute.
Us talking off camera is not the same.
And what I realized is changing to like podcast host and whatever, like you have the skin of a character between you and all of these like honest emotions or things. Like you have a, you know,
a thin line.
The truth isn't yours.
Right. And it's not that we're not on it. It's not like I'm fake when I'm in front of the camera. There's just a part of my humanity that isn't public, that isn't forward.
And I'm always
facing.
Just trying to rip open
and
that
and
underbelly.
And Lindsay's like, hey, I'm Dev, like, why aren't you being
let me drink
raw?
And I'm like, blood with chill, your intestines as a...
Yeah.
Which is great for the pod, though.
So there's that thing. The yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
What else we got, Lauren?
Questions from Ruth.
Ruth? Love that name. Yeah.
Ruth, a throwback.
Ruth, Ruth.
Throwback name.
So my question is, by the way, my first language is Dutch, not English, so
dope.
I hope I phrased this correctly.
We love the Dutch. No, we love you, Ruth.
My question is, how wouldn't you like to be perceived, but you are afraid you are perceived as? I hope that was a clear question.
It wasn't.
And how would you like to be perceived? Like, where do you strive towards to be perceived as? Is that a clear question? I hope
it's. Let's translate how we receive that question so we can answer it. Can you play the main chunk of it again? What was it?
So my question is, by the way, my first language is Dutch, not English, so I hope I phrased this correctly.
Okay.
My question is, how wouldn't you like to be perceived, but you are afraid you are perceived as?
Oh, how would you not like to be perceived that you are afraid that you are being perceived as?
Okay.
Like, is there a part of you that's being perceived some way that you're like, that's not
Is there a way that you would rather not be perceived that you feel you might be?
Yes. Yeah. This goes back to annoying things about Lindsay. Lindsay perceives me as a full-blown narcissist, where I just perceive myself as someone who has learned my boundaries and, like, the importance of focusing on myself. Like, I don't identify or resonate with, like, I'm a narcissist, like, at all. Can we all be self-centered some of the time? But, like, a narcissist, I just, like, perceive that differently.
As I get to know you more, I may retract that statement.
Okay. I get what you're, like, I get what you're picking up on and then associating that with narcissism, but I'm, like, I'm not a, I just know my...
No narcissist is a narcissist.
No, there's some. There's some out
that
there.
That know they are?
I think so.
Like some of us.
I don't know. That's one that came to mind.
Well, yeah.
Are you perceived any type of way?
I don't want to be perceived as funny.
Mm.
I want to be the funniest. don't want to be perceived as a, you know what? Perceive away.
Perceive away, hey.
Perceive away.
When you're in the public sphere, man, I've come to grips with it. Like, people are going to think what they think, and they're going to think different things at different times. And certain points in my life, I might embody, you know, those things that they think, but I have no control over it. So it's back to the serenity prayer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to know what you can't change. And your perception from other people, you'll never be able to change everyone's perception of you. You can do branding and adjust the things that you let out there, like guard kind of what you release a lot, Dev. But yeah, I mean, perception is it's literally not yours. It doesn't belong to you. It's the public's.
I guess one thing that I would never want to be perceived as is unkind. Whatever else you're gonna like perceive from any choices that I made or whatever, but like going forward, I just think, you know, if I ever leave anybody less than when I found them, that would hurt me.
Yeah, I also think in my life when I was younger, I was so nice to everyone as a default. Like, I didn't have that tone that bothers you. I was so overly kind of projecting nice, and it was authentic, but I was so nice uniformly with everyone that I think some people would meet me and perceive me as someone lacking depth. So I would feel that dissonance in my life for a time, like, oh, they just think I'm like just kind of this blank, nice slate and not like a full human with the full fucking range of emotions. Just because at the time I'm choosing when I'm with people to only be those nice, comfortable feelings. Like, I reserve my shit for my life. Like, I don't put that on anyone else. But now I'm just who I am. I don't care.
I know
who I am.
We should stop using the words put that on somebody else in terms of our friend group and be like, just share it. Like, just share your, like, I'll be there, like a shoulder to cry on. Like, if you just share it, you don't have to infiltrate the group. Like, I was using it as full-blown therapy. Like, I get it. But
yeah,
sharing your burden with somebody literally is just to make it to ease yourself, you know?
Yeah. But there's just time.
Do you feel like you do that more now?
For sure. And there's just time and place and context. Like, there, even now, there's certain contexts where, like, if I'm going through something, I'm not going to bring it to the space because I don't want it in the space. I don't want it for any. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's, but I know what you're saying. Yes, there's a version of it where it's like you're not sharing at all, and you're actually preventing yourself from processing it, or your friends.
That's rude. Moving along.
So good.
Daniel.
The whole world.
So good.
You're finished.
Yeah. But yeah, perception's a funny thing. I'm with you, man. Especially in the public sphere, like most of you out there get. Like when we see someone in public, we're projecting our meaning and interpretation onto them. Like you don't have enough information to really know who anyone in the public sphere is. Yeah.
Brain. Yeah.
And I don't need to control that. Perceive away. I like that.
Yeah.
Perceive away, and man. I know who I am.
Yeah. And just.
And sometimes I don't.
Yeah. Whatever you are will emanate. But also, I always want to be perceived as honest. You know what I mean? That's about it.
You're going to be perceived as honest.
Sure, okay.
Sure. Me.
All right.
And so for me, I would say not even nice or whatever or kind. I don't necessarily want to be perceived as kind. Sometimes I feel like it can be a detriment to be honest. I want to be perceived as fair. You know, I never want to be in a situation where I'm perceived as not being fair.
Yeah.
I like the idea of being a fair, judge, looking out for everyone's. I don't feel like people assume that I'm not fair. Robotic. Sometimes I get that from people because I really, you know what? I keep myself inside a lot. When I do come out, it's usually to operate on something. Like I'm directing a film or I'm meeting to, come up with this shot list. Okay, how are we going to do this? How are we going to be able to get the robot on stage in time? Da-da-da-da. And I'm literally talking about a robot like arm
camera,
for camera.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm doing a lot of coordinating when I see people and there's no real time for that interpersonal, love connection or even the small talk sometimes. So I will get that robotic feel. Kind of don't hate it because I'm here to operate, man.
It goes with your detached sensibility.
In a great way, in that Buddhist detached way
where it's like, in this world, not of it or something.
I love all of how I love that part of you. That's just like, let's be intentional about what we're doing and talking here. There's no
let's do the things.
What is our end result? What are the steps to take to get there? I'm very procedural.
I love it. I love it. It's trust. It's trustworthy because we also get to know like you are a human. You're not robotic. Like we know you are like messy and open, at least with us.
But when it's game time, it's game.
When it's game time, it's game time. And that makes me like trust you on my team. I'm like, fuck yeah, I got Daniel on my team.
There you go.
Do you guys have different thoughts or feelings when you're being misperceived by the public versus misperceived by somebody in your world?
Absolutely.
Oh,
The public I've learned not to
care
about.
You can't care.
But someone in my world, if I love them, I'll care if I'm being misjudged. Yeah.
It depends on, I guess, who I know that's look, your perception is your responsibility at the end of the fucking day. Yep. You know what I'm saying? And if that perception is going to be what you communicate, like that lens is going to be always what you communicate with people through, I don't owe you a fucking thing. I don't owe you clarity. I don't owe you a conversation. I've reached out. You're not ready for it. Then those next steps are on you. You know what I mean? Like, sorry, I just, like, yeah.
I love when you break down into that tone. That's when I know Lindsay's serious.
Yeah.
You feel the heat turn up?
I'm done defending,
you know, my choices, the things that, you know, my decisions, my everything. I'm so done trying to clarify that. I tried for so long to be this person around my family that they would respect, right? Like, I didn't make a living with my hands, but... I'm somebody respectable, right?
Yeah.
And I was just always trying to prove that to them. Yeah. And to this day, I continue to try to prove that. and I'm done. I have no more energy. Yeah. I'm a great fucking person. I've been through a dick ton, but I'm still here.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I'm still here trying to come at you with honesty and respect and this and that and other. And it's like, if you cannot muster any of that for me, I don't have to sit here.
Yeah.
I don't have to sit here and spin my wheels. It is a privilege to be around my energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't feel less than by that anymore.
Yo,
like, you want the people that you're with the most, you know, you want your family or whatever to ride with you the hardest, but it's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you at this point in my life. I might care if someone close to me kind of has a misperception of me, but I will not defend or try to change someone's opinion of me.
Mm-mm.
I'll just check in. If I have a vulnerability around it, then I get to check in with myself and go, do I know who I am and my, do I feel good about me? Yeah. Okay. Like, let me just check in there. I'm not going to change. No, but I'm actually like, I'm not going to do it. I don't need
Dude,
to anymore.
And one of the biggest detriments I find for people, and it causes like paralysis, and you're never able to really reach your own full potential because you're trying to navigate other people's perceptions.
Mm.
It's that fear of being misunderstood.
Mm.
It's like, yo, you don't have to be understood by everybody. And don't live your life like it's a quiz. Like,
hey.
I have to get an A plus on everybody's quiz.
About
yes. Like, oh, screw that. I'm going to be myself. You said check in. I'll check in, see if I still feel right. But I'm not trying to change for mm-hmm. you. You know, if it's harmful to the people around me, I'll
right.
check in with myself.
Exactly. Right, right,
exactly.
Right. Don't shirk your responsibility yeah. to, you know, take up what part of it's yours. And certainly if there's an event, like, yada, yada, yada. But if it's just a perception of your lifestyle because they, you know, have
yeah.
a, have a different values, that's not valid.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
What's my question?
Well, you're just kind of stepping into this like public eye of perception. Like,
yeah.
How does that make you feel? What did like, do you have fears
well,
around that?
My whole thing is like, I'm trying to break into the industry. Mm-hmm. I have to be aware of what people think of me.
Yeah.
I want to get a job. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, I want to
yeah.
work, I want to be on set. So it's like being aware of that. But at the same time, constantly in my ear are casting directors, people saying, grow your following, grow your following, grow your following.
Mm.
Like, that's what's going to get you your next job or whatever. Some people agree, some people don't. But at the same time, it's like, okay, then how do you do that? And how do you do it in the way that you want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you do that safe? And how, like, you know what
right.
I mean?
Yep.
It's a whole game you have to play.
Yes,
right.
And
it
it's exhausting. And because my world, too, is, you know, with Podco on social media, it's like.
That's the last thing you want to fucking do
oh
when you go home
gosh.
Is put on a TikTok sound.
Like,
hear that countdown one more time.
Truly. Like, and I've had the dumbest things go viral for myself. And one of them, I wrote a book when I was 16, and that kind of went viral a little
it.
Bit.
The fuck?
She runs marathons. She writes books. What the hell?
Better than all of us.
I don't follow you.
That's why.
Just depressed. I'd be upset. You'd be straight
depressed.
Upset.
Depressed.
But yeah, like I want to be known for the things that I bring into this world, and I can't really do that yet because I haven't had the opportunity to do that a lot yet. And then there's the catch 22 of you need to get the opportunity. You need to have all the you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So,
of course, of course, of course.
Know, learning, getting
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, that's great. Well, we're so happy to have you here
oh,
for
yeah.
whatever
yeah.
little
okay.
jump off or stepping stone or whoever
yeah.
gets introduced to our Ms. Kemp here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Well, I wish you luck, and you
yeah.
we're right
yeah.
beside
and,
you
and
in battle.
Yeah, we get all of that.
Yeah.
All
well,
of
yeah.
that shit.
I mean, that's
we
why I love this job. I'm surrounded by people that like. We're like, fuck, I've been there. Like,
yeah,
yeah
right,
I'm like,
right.
I know.
Well, you'll survive.
Yeah.
It'll be okay. Yeah.
Yep. And
so,
you'll find your way.
And I
yeah.
feel like I'm surrounded now by people that just won't let me fail.
Yeah.
yeah.
Which is like the coolest place I've ever been to be
that
in my
part.
Life.
Oh, hell
yeah.
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 You
accountability
built that too,
partners.
Girl.
It's good to have accountability mm-hmm. partners. It's good when you say won't let you fail, will encourage you to keep pushing yourself to reach the goals that you at least express to us that you want to reach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Wow.
That's a pod, guys.
That's
a pod.
Pod y'all.
That was a Lauren Skemp
pod.
Wow, that was
Lauren
beautiful.
Skemp.
I loved that.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for tuning in to Ned's Pod Extras,
like
where we
subscribe.
Hear from you,
thanks,
our
everybody.
Beautiful audience. Make
follow.
Sure you look out
make
on
sure
our IG.
Make sure you smash that box and that
smash
subscribe
it.
Button.
Yeah, make sure you look out for the next time we open up submissions. New Ned's Pod, Hero
keep
Pod every Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, keep sending more.
Check out Sorry. This video on Patreon if you want it. Patreon.com/Netspot.
Sorry.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Peace.
See ya.